And from our studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is a gym class for a Thursday on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue. That on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. Stop on by. Plenty to get to on the 60-minute show here today. We'll take a look back. A lot of basketball to discuss. Look back what happened earlier today in Kansas City. What's coming up tonight, Kevin Lehman will join us to talk about those two topics, and then also Dave Koken will join us as well, as we will take a look at what Vegas thinks about the conference basketball tournaments, NFL free agent signings, what have you. So all that coming up on the program here today. And a great time of the year. We'll also keep you updated on a little golf action that's going on down in Ponte Vedra Beach. Always been very tough for me to say. We should have had Mia O'Brien on.
Yeah, well, she's there, right?
She's live. Yeah. She's at TPC Sawgrass today. So, bully for her.
Speaking of grass, we have grass.
Isn't that
about
great?
That?
Isn't that great? Except now I can see what the winter has done to my, you know, grass and whatnot. Can tell where the dog has been favoring too. So, you know, got all that fun spring stuff to look forward to, but this is much better than looking out there and seeing snow drifts that are 5 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
So still snow drifts out there, but enjoy the thaw. And in all seriousness, though, we've got now the flooding. We've got the ice jams going on. It's going to get worse before it gets better. So hopefully we're not going to have some really serious problems as far as that is concerned. So hope not. Hope not anyway. A lot to get to on the show here today. Iowa State was astounding earlier today, Mark.
Yeah, for a team that has, had lost five of its last six, played really well, really well. 83-66 over Baylor in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. Cyclones shared the ball, shot it well, 51% overall, 52% from three-point range. Talen Horton-Tucker had a very good game, along with others. So, yeah, it was kind of what you least expected.
I did not. I told Alex Kuhn, and Alex tweeted this earlier, I thought Iowa State would win by 20 today, and I was pretty darn close.
Yes, you were.
And I think Iowa State may run the table in this thing. That's a hot take, Mark. That's 307 hot take
right.
of the day. I think Iowa State, if Iowa State comes out, now, obviously, if you make 13, 14 threes, whatever they made today, yeah, you're going to be fine. You're going to win your share of basketball games. But Iowa State, and we've said this all year, this team can go as far as they want to. This team could lose in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. If they didn't show up, they could lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament, no matter who the opponent is, if they don't show up, if they don't have that swagger and that confidence. They showed it today, and like Fran Fraschilla said, who is, I think, the world's biggest Iowa State favorer outside of Ames, when this team comes to play and wants to be there, this is a tough out. And now they get either TCU or Kansas State. Kansas State is playing without Wade for the entire Big 12 tournament. He has been shut down, one of the top players in the Big 12 conference. I thought TCU, they had a 10-point lead in the first half.
It's pretty tight right now.
But I think that Kansas State has closed it up a little bit, that gap anyways. They get to halftime down at the Sprint Center. So Iowa State will take on the winner of that particular game.
Right now, halftime, 34-32 TCU.
By two.
In Big Ten tournament, Ohio State with Caleb Wesson back knocks off Indiana, meaning, I think, Scott, Indiana,
they're out.
They're either out or they need all the favorites to win
yeah.
in the conference tournaments to have a shot. They have some quality.
Hey, if Oklahoma's still in, Indiana has a shot.
Indiana's got some quality quadrant one wins, so we shall see about that. And right now, about Nebraska.
It's gone to halftime, and Nebraska has a 32-20 lead on fifth-seeded Maryland. The Tim Miles era just will not end in Lincoln. It just will not go away. They have only six scholarship players, I believe they said. They're playing, I think, seven. They've got a walk-on out there that's playing some moments, and they're playing hard for Tim Miles.
Johnny Trueblood.
And they're,
who knew?
They're playing hard for Tim Miles, though, and they're making life miserable on Maryland. And they've got Nebraska's got a lead here at halftime by a dozen over the Maryland Terrapins. How about that? They call it March Madness for a reason, Mark Dukes. I'm not the first one to coin that phrase. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. College basketball news and notes, scores. Iowa State's big win. We're going to talk about the Hawkeyes coming up here as they take on the Fighting Illini of Illinois tonight in the late game at the United Center in Chicago. Anything you want to comment about, 319-366-1600. And I should also let you know what's happening on the golf course, because we got some local news happening.
Players Championship in Ponte Vedra Beach. See, I can do it.
I know you can.
Zach Johnson playing his ninth hole of the day, actually number 18 on the course. Right now he's 3 under through 8 holes. He's facing a 10-foot par putt on the 18th as he hit his tee shot wayward and had to punch out. So almost through 9 holes, Zach Johnson off to a good start.
He is. So far, and everyone was kind of expecting what the course was going to be like in March as opposed to May, the old date for the players. They thought the course would have a little bit more bite because it would be winds. It tends to blow a little bit more in March around that area, and you don't always get the greatest weather like you would in a couple months down the road. And it's a much more lush golf course. The rough was supposed to be more penal, if you will. And right now, scores probably not as low as they usually are at the TPC Sawgrass down there. Don't tell that to Tommy Fleetwood, though.
No, he shot 7 under par 65. And Keegan Bradley on the course right now is hot, 6 under par through 10 holes.
Rory McIlroy had a good round today, 5 under par 67. Wondering about Tiger Woods. He just made the turn at even. One birdie, one bogey so far for Tiger. Got off to a little bit of a shaky start, though. Hit one into the trees on one. Got a great ricochet, you said, and then didn't get a great ricochet on two. We all outdrove Tiger on two, more than likely, if you're a weekend warrior golfer out there. I think he only hit it 180 off the tee.
Amazing the bounces PGA Tour players get. Bounces that we don't get.
Well, and they get to drop the ball occasionally with a little bit of help from the rules. But, hey, that's the way it goes. Get some bleachers out there for us. No one wants to watch us play, though. No one wants to watch us play. 319-366-1600. We'll keep you updated on Zach's progress as he makes the turn and goes to his back side today.
Poll question at KGYMRadio.com has to do with tonight's Iowa-Illinois game. The Illini surviving last night in overtime to advance to face the Hawks. Will Iowa advance tonight? Simple yes or no question. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Next to Home Depot behind Taco John's. Go grab dinner. Watch the game tonight at Emil's.
There you go. Will Iowa win? We said 2 weeks ago Illinois was a team that nobody wanted to face. And here's Iowa with Illinois staring at them tonight. Now, an Illini team that did have to go to overtime last night to get that first round victory. I don't think that's going to play a lot into it because it's not from late night to early morning turnaround. It's a 24-hour rest.
Mm-hmm.
For the Illini, but they still had to go a little extra frame against Northwestern last night. And we'll see. It's all going to come down to, can Iowa shoot the basketball? And right now, Iowa is in a horrendous slump shooting the basketball. They have dropped off as far as social networking is concerned. Maybe they've spent their off-class time shooting basketballs, I don't know. We'll see. A little different background, obviously, with the United Center there tonight, but nothing Iowa is not or the rest of the Big Ten teams are not accustomed
Thursday's
to.
Thursday's not been kind to Iowa basketball in recent years, and Iowa needs to obviously play well and get past this Illinois squad that is a four-point underdog to Iowa tonight.
Yeah. We'll talk about that, get Kevin Lehman's thoughts about it as well here in just a little bit. Last night, nothing against the Oklahoma Sooners, but I just don't understand how Oklahoma can still be in the field of 68 after losing a pigtail game to last place West Virginia in the Big 12 tournament last night. I
don't have an answer for you.
I don't understand. Everyone has them in. They're still like 39 in the net, and I just don't get it. I don't get it. You're 7 basically in 12 in your league.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the bracketologists are coming out today. Oh, the conference mark really doesn't matter. You know, it used to be that the non-conference games don't matter, and then those got a little bit more luster. And now, the conference games don't matter. Look at the wins they've had. Well, look at the losses they've had.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Texas tonight has to beat Kansas, so they go to 16-16. And I don't see how they can stay in at 16-16.
It's going to be an interesting selection show, to say the least.
And if you haven't,
it'll be a lot of debate, I think.
And if you haven't heard, the selection show is going back to its previous format before last year's abomination. it'll be a one-hour show again. By the way, we'll have the selection show for you this Sunday, beginning at 5 o'clock right here on KGYM for you, all three frequencies coming your way. A lot of basketball. We are wall-to-wall with college basketball coming up throughout the weekend, and starting on Saturday at 9:45 in the morning on the FMs. And we remind you once again to join our KGYM Bracket Challenge presented by Imon Communications. Your shot to win $500 courtesy of Imon Communications. Go to KGYMradio.com for a link to join the KGYM Bracket Challenge 19 group. Use password MADNESS, all caps, please. And as soon as you get the field of 68 on Sunday, go ahead, proceed, and enter. And it's brought to you by Imon Communications, the KGYM Bracket Challenge. Also, get in on our bracket challenge with Channel 2, KGAN. We invite you to do that as well. So lots of ways to enjoy March and win some cash from KGYM and KGAN Channel 2.
Anything with cash is good, right?
Dave Koken had Iowa State today.
We'll ask him about that. David and Hudson on the Hertzian and Stocker Jeweler text line. For Iowa to win, who do you guys think has to be the best player on the court?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Iowa from the perimeter. Isaiah Moss has been not good lately. Jordan Bohannon got a little bit better in the last game, shooting from the perimeter. Joe Wieskamp, we've said all year, as Joe Wieskamp goes, his team kind of goes. So if I had to pick one, I'd say Joe Wieskamp.
I'm going to say Tyler Cook, who hasn't been in double figures the last, what, two or three games?
Yeah, he's been in a slump.
Had 9-9. Last time out, but with Georgie over there on the Illinois side, he's been tough. I think between Cook and Garza, they're going to have to handle him defensively, but I think Cook needs to have a good offensive game.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That's Hertina's Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina's Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Going to talk to Kevin Lehman about championship weekend, championship week. We'll do that coming up in a bit. We've got a BNA recap for you from the lanes last night as well. But at 3:18, we're going to take a break. Come back. Dave Koken will join us, and we will talk championship week with him. We'll talk a little NFL free agency with Dave as well when we come back. You're listening to Gym Class coming your way for a Thursday right here on KGYM.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is the perfect place to see all the shots, blocks, and dunks of the men's college basketball tournament. March 21st and 22nd. Watch the games on four giant screens while enjoying competitions and door prizes absolutely free. Enhance the party with the VIP experience and get a chance to win two Iowa men's basketball season tickets for the 2020 season. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at RiversideCasinoAndResort.com. Riverside Ruckus, March 21st and 22nd at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:20. Scott and Mark with you. Kyle, our producer, once again. Iowa State, a winner earlier on today as they topped the Baylor Bears in the 4-5 game down at the Big 12 men's basketball tournament. And we're going to talk some basketball. We're going to talk a little NFL as well. Dave Koken set to join us right now. And, of course, Dave, you can check him out on Twitter. Go to smokingkoken.com as well. And Dave, also very happy the Iowa State Cyclones won earlier on today. I thought that was a layup for most people out there, Dave, and you agree with me, right?
Yeah, you know, Baylor got I thought Baylor did a tremendous job this season. Drew did a fabulous job coaching that team with all the injury issues they've had. But I think it caught up to them. And, you know, they'll make the NCAA tournament, but I really don't see them getting past one game there. So, and Iowa State needed a good performance today. They did not play well down the stretch, and they get themselves back in gear a little bit. You know, they can win this tournament and make a big run of the NCAA tournament as well. They're a very talented team. When you play defense, good things happen.
You like a couple other games later on, huh, Dave?
Well, actually, I've got an all-Iowa card today because I like the Hawkeyes. I think they match up well with Illinois. You know, obviously Underwood's done some nice stuff with the Illini down the stretch. They've played better basketball, but they're still a pretty limited team. And quite frankly, Iowa is one of those teams that needs a good game. You know, you can't go to the NCAA tournament with five straight losses. That's just not, in fact, there's no guarantee you go if you lose five in a row. If it push comes to shove on Selection Sunday, that could get them knocked out. So Iowa has a lot of reason to play tonight, just to get themselves back in good form, and secondly, to make sure that they're in the NCAA tournament, because one win will do it. I don't think there's any doubt that they're in with a victory in this game tonight. And again, it's a good matchup for them. They blew Illinois out in the first meeting, and I'm not saying they're going to whack them by 20 again, but I happen to watch that game and remember it, and it's just Illinois was just not able to do the things defensively that you need to do to slow Iowa down.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a good matchup, but Iowa just has not shot the ball well, period. Inside, outside, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's shooting it. They just have been in a slump over the last 2.5 weeks.
Well, good time to break it.
Yeah,
and, you know, Iowa State broke theirs today, so maybe Iowa can do the same tonight.
And the fun part about this time of the year, and it's a great time of the year, you've got a game like we're watching here on the monitor at the Big Ten right now, Nebraska with 6 scholarship players and Johnny Trueblood, who was terrific off the bench, and they are beating Maryland by 32-20 at halftime right now. So you can't explain some of this.
Well, you know, look, they're playing on emotion right now. 10 Miles is probably going to get fired. That seems to be a given at this point. They had the great comeback on Sunday in the home finale. And they've got nothing. They're in the nothing to lose mode here. And, you know, sometimes when there's no pressure on and no expectations, teams do really well for a little bit. They'll regress. I mean, if Nebraska gets through this game, they might get wiped out in their next game. But it is fun to watch, and I hope Nebraska keeps it up. Look, they've got a lot more reason to play this game than Maryland does, and it's showing.
Speaking of comebacks, Dave, we saw what happened against Nebraska, Iowa against Nebraska in that game, and earlier today, Ohio State nearly blew a 20-point lead, held on to beat Indiana. You're not surprised at big comebacks, are you?
No, they happen all the time. The way the game is set up, it's built for comebacks because you've got a relatively easy shot that's worth 3 points. And the fact is, a lot of teams don't know how to run offense with the lead. They just don't know how to run offense. And so you know, you can get massive turnarounds in like three-minute stretches. So if you have 20 in a game, you shouldn't feel comfortable. It means next to nothing. I mean, it's better than being behind 20, but it doesn't mean you're going to win the game. And, you know, just this past Sunday, I forget which game it was, but I'm watching the announcers talking about this amazing comeback. Well, it's not amazing if there's four comebacks like that in like a 10-game stretch, which there were on Sunday. They were just happening like crazy. That's just the way college basketball is set up. The NBA isn't far behind, really. Big leads don't mean much. It's not like football or hockey or baseball, where if you get a big lead, the game's pretty much over. Not in basketball.
No, not with the three-pointer especially. And Nebraska showed that on Sunday against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Yeah. Dave Koken joining us at 3:25, Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. A lot of NFL free agent movement here, and the Cleveland Browns. Vegas now loves the Cleveland Browns, Dave. Do you love the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, they're probably going to win that division. I mean, it's they're on an even basis with Pittsburgh now in that division, and yeah, I mean, why not? You know, they played very well down the stretch last season. They figure to be improved this season, and now they've added a couple of key components. Yeah, and meanwhile, the Ravens have lost three players off what was a very good defense. Steelers have obviously lost some star quality, and Cincinnati is just kind of just Cincinnati. So the Browns are not, at least from a betting standpoint, they look like the team to beat in that division. The problem is if you haven't betted already, you pretty much missed the party because the futures in that team have already taken a big hit.
Who's going to be the Raiders quarterback by the time that team reaches Vegas?
I don't know. This is the last year for Carr if he doesn't put it together. I mean, he's going to have a strong year. Look, he's got better talent around him this season than he had last year. So maybe he'll get something done. I don't know. I mean, I don't think Carr's an elite quarterback, but you can be a playoff team. It's not like not like Carr's the worst quarterback on the planet. I think he gets a bad rap sometimes because he's got no offensive line. But they have picked up a player that will help in that area. Antonio Brown, obviously, is an offensive changer. And I don't know how good the Oakland Raiders are going to be, but the Las Vegas Raiders look like they might be pretty good.
Yeah, it may take another year to get everything in place. But, yeah, I think Vegas will reap the benefits of that coming up in a couple years.
Well, and the thing of it is, they stole Brown. I have failed to understand what some of this chatter on Twitter was with them. Oh, the Raiders got fleeced again. It's like, what? They had four of the top 35 picks in this year's draft. They still got four of the top 35. And, they gave up a third and a fifth. Big deal. They got the guy's the best receiver in the league. Now, I mean, granted, he might not be the best receiver in 3 years, but I don't mind having Antonio Brown for the next 2 years. There's nobody better at the job, and he should be really motivated playing with a new team. And no, I think Oakland's definitely improving.
Yeah, and we still got a long way to go as far as preseason football is concerned, but it's at least fun to it was like Christmas for one day for, I think, most teams that everybody follows. Because somebody made some sort of noise, and that's what makes it fun.
Except the Giants.
Yeah.
If you're a Giants fan, you might as well just find something to do next fall because they're going to be awful. They might be the most incompetent organization in the NFL at this point. I think they've taken that title away from a couple of other contenders. I mean, what are they doing? I had no idea. And Eli Manning's still going to be the quarterback. Their season's over before it begins.
How many times does Saquon Barkley carry the ball next year in a typical Giants game?
Is he going to last the season?
I don't know. I don't think he will.
I'm serious. I mean, I feel bad for the guy. He's getting all this talent, but he's alone on that offense now. And you know everybody's going to key on him. So I wouldn't anticipate this is going to be a great season for Broccoli. Too bad.
And they went the opposite way of Cleveland. They went from something 20-1 to win the Super Bowl or to get there to 80-1. So, yeah, Vegas also, your constituents think that too.
Yeah, in fact, we had Jeff Davis on my show yesterday. He's the main guy for Caesars Entertainment, and I think they moved it to 75-1, and he was joking. He said, I might as well make it 75,000-1, because they got no shot.
Would you rather see Cinderellas in the NCAA tournament or the middling teams from power conferences?
Oh, I'll take I'll take the small conference teams because we haven't gotten to see them. And honestly, to me, you shouldn't be rewarded for going 6-12 in your conference. To me, you've got to be 500 in your conference. If you're not 500 in your conference, you don't get to go.
Dave is a man after my own heart. I've said that for a long time, that you got to be 500 in your conference. But nobody is going along with us on that, Dave.
No, but the selection committee has shown in the past they don't know what they're doing anyway. So I don't consider that to be – I honestly don't think it's a minority opinion. I think if you actually talk to people who really follow college basketball, and I'm not sure the committee does, they would probably say the same thing in most cases. It's not that they're necessarily better teams, but the fact is you already get lots of rewards from being in a big conference. You can at least finish 500. Otherwise, go play in the NIT.
There you go. And now the NIT is filling up with a lot of the teams that won their conference, non-power conference, but got beat in the conference tournament. So they're guaranteed to get in the NIT. And we'll see how that plays out. All right.
You know, the weird part is that the smaller conference teams that don't get in and end up in the NIT, they get screwed there as well, because the NIT pretty much makes no bones about the fact that they want the four best ticket sellers in New York City. So they'll make it a really rough road for those small conference teams that happen to get NIT bids.
Usually pair them up with one another, too. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Dave, enjoy the championship weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Dave Kokin from Las Vegas. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Dave Kokin, and smokingkokin.com is the website. 3:32, by the way, we can update you what's happening in Chicago. A little bit of a run by Maryland. They've got it down to 7 with just under 17 to play in the second half. We'll see if Nebraska can hold on or if they're running out of gas a little bit with the...
They might be running on fumes here pretty soon.
With the six-pack and Johnny Trueblood out there. This is a Disney movie waiting to happen, man. They're starring your Nebraska Cornhusker basketball team. All right, 3:32, we'll take a break, come back. Kevin Lehman will talk about Big Ten, the Big 12, the Mo Valley, everything in the world of college basketball during championship week when we come back.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure.
Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
Hey, Dave, what's with the dry erase board?
We've got so much to do before we open for the day, so I'm diagramming our game plan.
You just wrote help me in X's and arrows.
I know. We need help.
Here's a plan. Call Cintas. They'll check our fire extinguishers, stock our first aid cabinets. They'll take care of our floor mats and restroom supplies. And, of course, deliver great-looking uniforms.
Call Cintas. Great plan.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
The gym class at 3:35. A reminder, the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will be having their show live coming up from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight at Mulligan's. So make your plans to stop on by on Old Marion Road here in Cedar Rapids. Kevin Lehman set to join us right now. Talks college basketball with us on Thursdays, although we may have to, we may want to borrow Kevin on Tuesday of next week as we get into March Madness, just ahead of the first four. Would that be all right, Kevin? Are you free next Tuesday to talk a little hoops?
I can get you guys in the afternoon. I'm going to have an NIT game. I'm not sure if that'll be Tuesday or Wednesday. And obviously, you've got to have no idea where I'm going until Sunday night.
Yes, yeah. And, it could be any number of places around the Midwest.
That's my concern. I'm taking my suits to the laundry, make sure I'm packed and ready to rock and roll first thing Monday morning.
Yeah. Well, speaking of rocking and rolling, that's what Iowa State did earlier on today, and that was the good Iowa State team today, the team that a lot of folks say can go a long ways depending on the draw that they will get in the NCAA tournament.
They certainly are a national favorite when you hear people talk about the Cyclones. And when they had that altercation about a week and a half ago, you know, Steve Prohm had that, what I would call the bloodletting practice, where they just went at it, and then you kind of let them go to the locker room, and they continued to have it out with one another. I thought that was a real cleansing, and that was enough time that they could recover, and it may have bonded this team, taken away the selfishness, because usually in those situations, guys are thinking about themselves. When they get in a position where they think team first, then they're very dangerous, especially this Iowa State team, who is, I think, really talented. I thought that was a great coaching move by Steve Prohm, and maybe we've seen the results of it right now.
Back to the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, which you attended, Kevin. Did you and I run out of gas, or did Bradley just beat him?
You know, that's a great question, Mark, because how many runs have we seen? With the three-point line, the amount of reviews that stopped the game and stopped the flow, I think Bradley's physicality in the second half, that was my concern. That was my game keys. I called the game on radio station out of St. Louis, KTRS, I believe it was, and my concern was the physicality of Bradley's guards were going to be too much for Northern Iowa. And also, I thought Bradley did a good job because Elijah Childs, they doubled it once. They gave up a three, you and I did, to Ladier Ogunleye. From then on, they did not double Childs. And Childs just overpowered Luke McDowell at the block. And there's nothing Panthers could do about it because they were afraid to give up the three. And then they had that call at the end, the last minute game, 6 points. I mean, you're up 51-50, feeling pretty good about your position. And you look up, and now you're down 55-51.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Gary Reimer talked with Todd and Alex yesterday, and he's still doing a slow simmer over that particular call. It wasn't even what was – should – I'll put it this way. Should there be, in a video replay, when you're looking for something else and you find this, I mean, it just seemed like everything went against you and I that could have gone against you and I on that particular video replay.
You know, some people say they have yet to recover from meltdown against Texas A&M. What was that? 3 years ago?
Yeah, at least 3 years ago.
You know, that they still have trouble finishing games. But, you know, I was doing the radio, so I was trying to peek at the monitor because TV was right next to it, Dan Bonner was. But I saw the overhead view later, and you know, Luke McDowell does put two hands to the face of Ogulele. But I think it came to the officials like they had to call that. Because remember that John Higgins last year did not get to do the Final Four after maybe 10 or 12 straight Final Fours because he had incorrectly administered a call during the conference tournaments. So I think what we're seeing, guys, is these officials are overdoing this because they have the eye in the sky. Big Brother's watching them. If they make a mistake, it's going to cost them a lot of dollars plus a little blow to their ego because, you know, all officials have huge egos. You have to in that business. But you're not eligible to officiate an NCAA game because of an administrative call. That's why I think we're seeing so many monitor reviews. And I have a solution. You have a 30-second shot clock. I think the officials should be given 30 seconds to do the monitor review.
Here's the other thing I suggest. Don't have free timeouts, too.
Well, I think we talked about that, Scott. Do you make the players go the opposite end of the court? What do you do in that situation? Because we've seen many times where it even happened with the Iowa Hawkeyes in the game. They won a last-second shot. They got a free timeout because of a monitor review.
No, I agree.
We're going to get to Iowa, Illinois in a minute here, Kevin, but I wanted to ask you a post-mortem on Drake. There's so many injuries. You have to wonder what the Bulldogs could have done. Had they been healthy, McGlynn not gotten hurt in the tournament. What's the future like for Drake?
We had that same thought, Mark. If they were healthy, I don't think that you and I could have hung with them. And I'm not so sure. I doubt Bradley could have either. If they would have had McGlynn, and we're not even talking about DW or DJ Wilkins and Nick Norton. And guys, go back even farther. This team has been through so much. They lose the cop man, Larry Kotler, last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go through all the injuries during the season. So this team's had a lot to overcome. I thought Darren DeVries was just spectacularly handled this team throughout. And they will be, my sources say they will offer the bid in the CIT. I really think that you're going to see Drake continue to play in that tournament.
No, yeah, and I think that would be great for the Bulldogs. With McGlynn, I think Drake wins that tournament.
I'm not sure if he's going to be able to play because you saw that injury. That was very severe. I called it grade 2 MCL sprain. I don't know how long it takes to recover from that. Is that what Ian Williamson had?
I believe so. And he missed, three, four games.
He still hasn't played yet.
No, he's playing tonight, though.
See him soon. Okay, well, they say he's going to play tonight. Yeah, but I'm with you. I think with McGlynn, you know, those Murphy twins, especially – Anthony, he was spectacular in the Valley, and I even put on our sheet for a all conference. I put them together. I put Murphy twins. I didn't separate them out. I put them as one person. Those guys were Anthony Murphy had a double double in that last game they played against Northern Iowa. I thought those two guys were tremendous, and they're coming back next year for the Drake Bulldogs.
Iowa handled Illinois pretty handily in their only meeting during the regular season, Kevin, as you know. What are your storylines for tonight's game?
You better throw it inside and make Giorgio defend. He had 26 last night before falling out for the Illini. Make him guard Garza, Cook, Greener inside. Make him play some defense. And this is an Illinois team. They want to play fast. They're going to get out pressure, Mark. You need... Definitely do not quick shoot the basketball. Make them guard for an extended period of time. Iowa is one of the best in the nation at getting to the free throw line. I think they can make a living at the free throw line if they're patient against this Illini team.
I think it's like we talked about earlier on with Dave Koken. I think it's a good matchup for Iowa, but matchups are not. You got to shoot the ball, and Iowa just has not shot the ball well for whatever reason, and there are several reasons over the last 2.5 weeks. Inside, outside, it doesn't matter. This team just does not put it in the bucket.
Well, I like what Matt Weitzel does. He has the last 5 game stats. Kyler Cook, in his last 5 games, is shooting under 43%. And from the free throw line, he's shooting under 50%. And Bohannon is shooting 37% from the field in those last five games. So you're exactly right. They have not shot the basketball well. And the problem we've seen with Iowa, if that shooting touch goes away, they have not been good enough on defense to get themselves through those shooting lows and those lapses in scoring. They've been really good at getting the free throw line, but you got to throw it inside to do that. They've gone away from that a little bit. So that's a concern with Iowa. If they still are having some issues shooting the basketball, is their defense good enough to carry them through?
Big Ten right now, Maryland is getting closer and closer to Nebraska, but that's what makes this part of the time of the year so great. That's why they call it March Madness. You got Nebraska probably going to let Tim Miles go. They win last night, and they're ahead of Maryland. Now it's back up to 11 with over 12 minutes to go. You know, they're playing hard for Tim Miles.
Well, I love Tim Miles, especially because his dog has his own Twitter account.
That's Tim Miles.
Yeah, I like you for that. Yeah, great. You know, I've known him for a long time since he even coached at Southwest State in Minnesota. But I'm picking Maryland as my dark horse in this Big Ten tournament. So I want to see the Terrapins advance. I think with Bruno Fernando in their backcourt, even though they're young, this might be a team that can sneak in that final game. Michigan State, well, they got to play for. They're kind of banged up. So if I'm going to pick anybody as my dark horse, it's going to be the Terrapins in this. But, of course, they got to win today against the Cornhuskers.
Is Indiana out now?
They have to be, don't they? I mean, I'm looking at this thing, and there's, you know, there's nine spots left, what they say, 16 bubble teams. There was 10. St. Mary's took a spot. Now, I'm looking right now that Nevada's in trouble against Boise State. So, in the Mountain West, if Utah State or Nevada does not win that, there's going to be another spot stolen off the bubble, and it would go to eight spots. And you've got a couple other leagues like that. The MAC with Buffalo. If someone else wins that league, Buffalo gets, they're going to get a bid, so that's going to take another bubble spot. So, it happens every year. You're hoping for no upsets in those mid-major conferences that may have one or two bids, that somebody comes from the bottom and wins that, because it narrows down the field for these bubbles. I can't see Indiana in it, and I certainly hope the Sooners are not in it after West Virginia did last night.
Everyone has them in, and it's not even close. They're not even in the bottom eight, according to all three bracketologists.
I know. I just can't figure this thing out. We talk quadro and wins, I guess, is what we all come back to.
They have them, but you take a look at the loss. They're 7-12, basically, in the Big 12. Texas loses tonight. They're 16-16. There's no way Texas can be in, is there?
Well, Scott, I heard you just say it to Dave Koken. You know, you got to be 500 in your league. You and I have talked about this time and time again. That would be a great rule. And I really think I don't think we'll ever see it, but that would really change the landscape of this field of 68 if that was part of the criteria.
No, I would agree. I would agree, but I think you'll see Oklahoma get their name called on Sunday afternoon.
Well, we said this before, guys. We love the Cinderellas in the first weekend, but we get to Sweet 16 when we want to see Blue Bloods playing. At least the national audience does. That's kind of the landscape out there, so we'll see how it shakes out. And I got a question for you guys now. Other than teams with the top seed line or second seed line, who's your favorite to get to the Final Four?
Ooh. Besides,
don't
those,
say Buffalo, Scott.
I am not going to say Buffalo. I am not going to say Buffalo. I would say
I like Texas Tech to go a ways.
Four seniors, I think that would be that's not a bad pick. Not a bad pick, Mark Dukes.
Sure to be beaten in the second round.
Surely. how about that is a tough one.
I got two I kinda like.
Okay.
Florida State, even though they don't shoot it well, but they're on a hot streak right now. And I kinda like what I see on this Virginia Tech team.
With Coach Williams.
Buzz Williams will probably be at Texas A&M before the next 3 weeks.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, we're going to have the coaching carousel starting up a little bit, so that'll make
You know what else, guys? We're going to have a big coaching carousel because of the FBI. I'm looking at a new coach at Arizona, a new coach at USC. In Kansas, Bill Self survived this at Kansas. Bruce Pearl at Auburn. You can go right down the list. LSU. There's going to be a lot of movement. And then the domino effect starts.
Yeah, and who knows what's going to happen at LSU. And I would like to – I'm going to throw my vote in there. And I know they're in the top 15. The Houston Cougars.
Oh, you know what? That's a great one. That would have been my third one. Yeah. Kelvin Sampson does a fantastic job down there with that team.
And I do like Wofford a lot, but I don't think they're going to go that far.
Houston will guard you. They really defend. I've had a couple games in the American, and they are in the top in that league in all defensive categories.
There you go. Well, we'll talk with you on Tuesday from somewhere, maybe, because you could be in an NIT game. Who knows? Hopefully it's not in Iowa City. I don't think that's going to be the case. But
yeah, it'll be fun. You know, I blew through here Sunday night, jumped back in and left early Monday for that NAIA championship game at the Pentagon. I come back and there's no snow, guys.
Yeah.
I was thinking of you, Scott. You're going to get your clubs out.
Yeah, they're coming out soon, man. They won't be here, but they will be coming out here sooner sooner than I think I expected with all the snow melt coming there. Hey, if it took you going away and coming back to get rid of the snow, let's mark that down next year at about, what, February 18th.
Well, I took it with me to Sioux Falls because they have blizzard conditions in Sioux Falls today.
Yeah, they've gotten that last storm that went through.
I came through Omaha to see my son, and 680 was closed because of flooding.
Yeah, it's we're going to have a lot of flooding the way it sounds, and hopefully everybody will be all right with that. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it. We'll talk Tuesday then.
Yeah, great time. Watch these tournaments unfold this week. Have fun, guys.
And we will. You too. The coach, Kevin Lehman, joining us at 3:51 here on the Gym Class and KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and we will have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night for you after this here on KGYM.
When it's sports you need, tune to KGYM. Great ESPN programming and live local sports. When it's smart rock you need, tune to Smart FM for great smart rock and weekend programming. Like the Beatles Buffet, Sunday mornings at 11. Looking for something a little off the beaten path? Chris Jackson's got you covered with Where It's At, Everything Alternative, Sunday nights at 6. Smart Rock on Smart FM.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. .353, the Nebraska Cinderella story continues. They're up 14, 10.5 to go at the Big Ten tournament in the second round as they take on fifth-seeded Maryland. Iowa State, a big winner earlier on today, in case you missed it. Cyclones will take on either K-State or TCU. K-State has come storming back, and they lead in the second half. Last look, I think it was by 5 or 6, something right there. And could be Iowa State and Kansas State coming up tomorrow night. That is that's the early game of the session tomorrow night. We'll have the pregame at 5:30 on 1600 AM for you, and just past 6 o'clock with the tip off for that particular ball game. So from 5:30 until 7 tomorrow, Alex and Todd will be on the FM signals. Last night being a Wednesday, the 7th to last. Bowling Night in America. And this wrap-up of Bowling Night in America is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America.
Well, we are counting down the weeks, aren't we?
Well, teams on the right side of the ledger are counting down the weeks, Mark.
Slaughtered in the first game, as I understand.
We were.
Lost by a mark in the second game.
Yep.
Eight pins. And salvaged one in the last game.
Correct.
So that first game didn't set the tone very well for the Rusty Nails last night. But salvaged a game at the least. But the beat goes on in a tough year.
A tough year. A very tough
year. Wasn't a tough night for Kelly Moyer. 289 for high game. Nor for Nathan Walt. 775 series. Marcus Mitz right behind at 763. Like usual.
Wearing his Chiefs t-shirt.
Marcus?
Yeah, was wearing a Chiefs t-shirt.
I think he's got a separate closet for Chiefs stuff.
I think he
does.
Yeah. And smart man.
Yeah. And a separate one for his bowling gear. At any rate, six more weeks left in the Evergreen League, and we'll try to do it again next week out of May City Bowl.
It's like Groundhog Day. We are forecasting six more weeks of bowling for us.
Bad bowling.
Bad bowling.
But can't be next week, can it?
No, cannot be next week because, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't matter. And, you know, this is one that the Ocho wouldn't even touch with a 10-foot pole. 11th place, Rusty Nails versus, I believe, they're either 13th or 14th. I'm not sure. The Pin Pals. But you just throw the records out the window when this occurs, and it will be the Nails and the Pals for the jacket.
For the Schmedium jacket.
Next May Wednesday City. Night.
Is that? It's not satin. What is it?
It's satin.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's a beauty.
I put the picture of that on the website.
It is a youth Schmedium,
I believe.
We've
had it for a while, haven't we?
We have had it for, oh, gosh. Yeah, knock on wood. 2 years. Last time they had it, they had it over a summer. They had it over the summer of 2016, I want to say. No, that's not right. 2017.
It shrunk from a schmedium to a medium.
That I don't know. But, yeah, it's been a while, but they'll try for it coming up next week. They got to take us 2 out of 3 games, though.
Yes, they do.
They have to take us 2 out of 3 games next week.
We'll preview that next Wednesday. And of course, Summer League's forming out at May City Bowl.
Correct.
And Pro Shop Open. Give them a call, 362-0136, to inquire about open bowling. Visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Iowa, Illinois, they coming
might
up tonight.
Even have some Schmedium jackets on sale
out
there.
Inquire within, as they say. Iowa, Illinois, tonight, subject of the poll question.
It is indeed. Will Iowa advance tonight?
Yes or no? I think so. I like the matchup, and I think Iowa's going to do enough to get a victory. Survive in advance, Mark. Survive in advance.
Right now, 2/3 of you say yes. 1/3 doesn't like Iowa's chances.
They don't like them. Nebraska up 10, by the way. Todd and Alex will keep you updated on that situation as they are up next. Live from Mulligan's. We'll talk with you coming up tomorrow. Lisa Bluter will join us to talk Iowa women's hoops coming up on the program tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
The John R. Wooden Awards.